Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'm going to start with two blues by Charlie Parker, and then two I Got Rhythms by Charlie Parker. Parker wrote original compositions, but quite often created interesting new rhythmic structures on the blues, and certainly interesting melodies to go with I Got Rhythm. The Blues, from Detroit, December 1947 for Savoy, another hairdo, and Bluebird, Miles Davis, trumpet, Charlie Parker, alto, Duke Jordan, piano, Tommy Potter, bass, Max Roach, on drums. Thank you. two blues by Charlie Parker played by him in 1947 when the band was in Detroit for Savoy. Another Hairdo and Bluebird. And it's what he played, what Parker played on the blues changes. Most of the melodies, if you will, were simple riff patterns because people liked that, the dancers liked that. Repeated. That's throughout the history, long before recordings, I'm sure. Miles Davis, Charlie Parker, Duke Jordan piano, Tommy Potter bass, Max Roach on the drums. Now, I said two I Got Rhythms. Parker used Gershwin's I Got Rhythm harmonic structure. And these two from 1948, also for Savoy. The band stays the same except John Lewis comes in to play piano for Duke Jordan and Curly Russell comes in to play bass for Tommy Potter. Steeplechase and Merry-Go-Round. Thank you. Charlie Parker and George Gershwin, and as it turns out, Fats Waller. I'll explain that in a second. Two examples of Charlie Parker using the I Got Rhythm harmonic structure, Steeplechase and Merry-Go-Round. It's called the Charlie Parker All-Stars this time for Savoy, and in September of 1948. The reason I said Fats Waller, on the second merry-go-round, I had a chance to listen to it a little more closely today here, although I listened to it at home, but I have the headset on, and the bridge, the B part of Merry-Go-Round, I think, was from Fats Waller's Honeysuckle Rose, which Parker did quite often. The band, Miles Davis, trumpet, Charlie Parker, alto, John Lewis, piano, Curly Russell, bass, Max Roach on the drums right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Dimitriou's Jazz Alley, an all-ages club. Tonight is the last night at the Alley for Bob James and Earl Clue. Tuesday and Wednesday, the Alley presents jazz violinist Thread. Information and reservations at jazzalley.com.
Now, I had those four selections on the disc for this program, and then I got word that Hank Jones had died last Sunday, a matter of fact, at age 91. So I brought material about him, a very important artist in this art, certainly because he wasn't contrived. He wasn't look at me. He played beautifully all the time. He was a great accompanist as well as soloist. And his discography, that is the book of his performances, is about the size of maybe Oklahoma City phone book. Something like that. This is going to be mixed. I'm not doing it in chronological order. I'm starting with the jazz scene because I want to stay with Charlie Parker and Hank Jones being with him. Norman Granz, who brought us so many jazz records in the 1940s, was working for Mercury Records, and then he brought out his own label, and he was recording a lot of material, and he put it together. And it was called The Jazz Scene. It was a box set album. And for a lot of money at the time for it. And they were all 12-inch 78 records. And in this was Charlie Parker composition called The Bird. And I think it's based on Eddie Dorham's Topsy, a pop tune at the time, but that's okay. For Mercury Records, they membership Charlie Parker alto, Hank Jones here on piano, Ray Brown bass, Shelly Mann on drums. And so in memory, to begin with, of Hank Jones, The Jazz Scene, The Bird.
Thank you.
Hank Jones in the Charlie Parker Quartet for Norman Granz, The Jazz Scene, a collection of materials that Granz had recorded various places, various times. And as close as I can get it, this is December 1947, Mercury Records. And Charlie Parker, alto, Hank Jones, piano, Ray Brown, bass, Shelly Mann on the drums, and The Bird, based on Topsy. That tune by Eddie Durham, Basie's longtime arranger. Thank goodness. About 1 year earlier, December 46, Coleman Hawkins, the great tenor saxophonist, asked Hank Jones to join him for some work for Sonora Records. He also hired Milt Jackson to play vibes, Curly Russell bass, and Max Roach on drums. "You Go to My Head" begins the two that you're going to hear, written by J. Fred Coots, and "Cocktails for Two," written by Sam Coslow and Artie Johnston. A maligned composition, I must say, probably based on Spike Jones' rendition. So it carries over that it's kind of a silly little tune. But there aren't silly tunes, there are silly performances. Hank Jones with Coleman Hawkins, 1946. Thank you. Jones with Coleman Hawkins Quintet for Sonora Records, 1946. You Go to My Head and Cocktails for Two. Hawk playing the tenor saxophone, Hank Jones piano, Milt Jackson vibes, Curly Russell bass, and Max Roach on the drums. And that says so much about Coleman Hawkins, who was much older than the rest of the membership, and he, Hawkins, was interested in learning about what the art was doing, how it was changing, and so he listened to the young performers, the young artists, and calling them in, and was right there with them, beautifully. You Go to My Head, Cocktails for Two. This is The Art of Jazz. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Metagenics in Gig Harbor, whose Functional Medicine Research Center uses diet, nutritional supplementation, and other natural therapies to optimize health. Now recruiting research volunteers for a nutraceutical memory study. Information at 253-853-7217.
Norman Granz, who I was talking about earlier and have talked about a lot on this program, helped Hank Jones considerably and got him started. And Jones' first record album of his own was a 10-inch 78 album done in 1947 and produced by Norman Granz on the Mercury label. As I said, Granz had been working for Mercury and then would go into his own record labels. And I selected two, a beauty, one of my favorites, Matt Dennis' composition called The Night We Called It a Day, and Ord Hamilton's Your Blasé. And then I want to chase Your Blasé and take a break from Hank Jones for a moment, just because of Joe Pass, whose birthday it is today. and I wasn't able to have enough room to play some things for him, but I will next week. And I'd like Ella Fitzgerald and Joe Pass to do their 1973 version of Your Blase. Hank Jones from his first album, 1947, followed by Ella Fitzgerald and Joe Pass. Thank you.
A chasm, you've no enthusiasm, you're tired and uninspired, you're blasé, your day is one of leisure in which you search for pleasure. You're bored when you're adored. You're blasé. While reaching for the moon and the stars up in the sky, the simple things of normal life are slowly passing by. You sleep, the sun is shining. You wake, it's time for dining. There's nothing new for you to do. You're blasé.
In a set of three, starting with Hank Jones, 1947, his first album, produced for him by Norman Granz, Mercury label, September 1947, The Night We Called It a Day, gorgeous composition by Matt Dennis, and Ord Hamilton's Your Blasé, followed by Pablo Record, also Norman Granz, 1973, Joe Pass-Guitar, Ella Fitzgerald, singing Your Blasé, so we might hear the lyric of Bruce CBA, Hank Jones, and Ella Fitzgerald and Joe Pass, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Seattle Symphony, presenting The Music Man in 60 Minutes, June 3rd through the 6th at Benaroya Hall. Broadway stars and the Seattle Choral Company join Marvin Hamlisch for this new production of Meredith Willson's classic musical. Tickets at seattlesymphony.org.
In, when was it? September? No, July 1946. It's more for me just to remember some of this stuff. Hank Jones was called by Stan Getz, tenor saxophonist, to join him with the quartet, including Curly Russell bass and Max Roach on drums. And I'm going to play the four sides that they made, two 10-inch 78 records. Opus de Bop, written by Hank Jones, and The Angel's Swing, written by Getz. Running Water, also by Stan Getz, and Rube Bloom's Don't Worry About Me.
Thank you. And still be friends. breakfast.
Look out for yourself. Should be the rule. Give your heart and your love to whomever you love. Don't be a fool. Darling, why should you cling to some fading thing that used to be? If you can forget, don't worry about me. You cling to some fading thing that used to be. If you can forget, don't worry about me.
A set of five, starting with Hank Jones as a member of the Stan Getz Quartet, 1946 for Savoy. And Getz playing tenor, of course, and Jones on piano, Curly Russell bass, Max Roach drums. Opus de Bop, written by Hank Jones, two by Stan Getz, and The Angel's Swing and Running Water, based on a jazz classic called Running Wild. And Rube Bloom's Don't Worry About Me. And then a segue to one of Billie Holiday's last recording sessions, 1959, for Verve Records. So we might hear Ted Kohler's lyric to Rube Bloom's Don't Worry About Me. And we did, and her beautiful performance of that. And the alto saxophone in there was Gene Quill. And Hank Jones was in that band. A matter of fact, quietly just courting behind everybody at the piano. Hank Jones with Stan Getz and with Ray Ellis Orchestra. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. In 1957, Hank Jones was in the Kenny Dorham Band for Riverside Records. Dorham on trumpet, Sonny Rollins tenor, Hank at the piano, Oscar Pettiford bass, and Max Roach on the drums.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hank Jones as a member of Kenny Dorham's quintet, 1957, for Riverside Records. Dorham trumpet, Sonny Rollins tenor, Hank Jones piano, Oscar Pettiford bass, Max Roach on drums. Falling in Love with Love, written by Richard Rodgers, and I'll Remember April by Gene DePaul. Right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
People's Bank. For 80 years, People's Bank has been helping local families find the home loan that fits their individual needs. Continuing that tradition today with welcome home loans and advice for home buyers. More details at peoplesbank-wa.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you just joined me in the last few minutes, or several minutes, this is an in memoriam to Hank Jones, pianist, who passed away last Sunday at the age of 91. In 1992, Hank Jones was in Paris, recording for Verve Records.
When you're at a
Hank Jones in 1992 in Paris for Verve Records. And he prayed for us, Close Your Eyes, a composition by Bernice Petker. And then accompanied Abby Lincoln on The Nearness of You, written by Hoagie Carmichael and lyric by Ned Washington. To end the celebration of the work of artist Hank Jones, from Berkeley, California, 1978. Thank you. Hank Jones, solo piano, 1978 in Berkeley, California for Galaxy Records, and Memories of You, written by U.B. Blake. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pratt Fine Arts Center in Central Seattle, offering classes for all ages and abilities, including sculpture, jewelry, and drawing. Information and registration for summer art classes at pratt.org. Pratt Fine Arts, the place to make art since 1976.
Bellevue Arts Museum, presenting the work of shoe designer Beth Levine. Rising from model to designer, Levine's couture shoes were favored among celebrities such as Jackie O and Marilyn Monroe. On view through June 6th. Information on this exhibit and other programs at bellevuearts.org.
Now to a birthday. Today is the birthday of Artie Shaw, clarinetist and band leader, arranger, composer, wit, author, all of that. He was born this day, 1910, and of course would be 100 today. And there's a new book on him, which I brought to read to you from the cover. Three Chords for Beauty's Sake. That's Three Chords for Beauty's Sake, The Life of Artie Shaw by Tom Nolan. And it's W.W. Norton and Company, just out. And is, in my way of putting it, for me, you can only speak for yourself when you're talking about things like this, but I recommend it if you're interested in the era in which Artie Shaw played, the social conditions, the works that the artists had to do, the pay for them, and so on and so forth, and how difficult it was in some cases, and how many people were responding at that time, and the Depression, for example. Interestingly enough, the 57 chapters are all titles of compositions performed by Artie Shaw and his band, and all of that. It runs somewhere in the area of 425 pages, but I recommend it. Again, Three Chords for Beauty's Sake, The Life of Artie Shaw by Tom Nolan, N-O-L-A-N, W.W. Norton Publisher. What I brought for you for Artie Shaw is a broadcast, 1938 broadcast. These are air checks that the broadcast companies, you know, would listen to see how things were going and so on and so forth. This was issued by RCA Victor. And in my research and theirs too, this is at in New York City at the Hotel Lincoln, at the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln. And we'll go through this. Artie Shaw on the air for you.
Thank you.
But in my reverie, I can see that this love was meant to be. Only a poor fool could be lost in a whirlpool of romance, could be so cruel as you are to me. Dispense with formality. Come to me in my reverie.
Where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers. Where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, y'all, get up. How'd they get so lit up? Gosh, y'all, get up. How'd they get that size? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me. Got to put my cheetahs on. Jeepers, creepers. Where'd you get those beepers? Oh, those weepers. How they hypnotize. Where'd you get those eyes?
As part of a birthday celebration for Artie Shaw, his birthday today, born this day, 1910, there's a broadcast from the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City, 1938, and issued on LP and by RCA Victor. I don't remember when it came out. But nevertheless, what did we hear? Well, it's a dance. People having something to eat, something to drink, and dancing and carrying on with what they did at that time, so many people dancing. We heard together a Buddy DeSilva, Lou Brown, Ray Henderson composition with Georgie Auld's tenor, Bernie Priven's trumpet, and George Arras on trombone. My Reverie by W.C. and Larry Clinton with a vocal by Helen Forrest. Sobbin' Blues, an old one by Art Castle and Vic Burton with Tony Pastor's tenor and Arras on trombone again. Harry Warren and Johnny Mercer's Jeepers Creepers, vocal by Tony Pastor, drumming by Buddy Rich, trumpet by Johnny Best. Two more in this celebration. Interestingly enough, 6 months before Glenn Miller issued his big hit In the Mood, written by Joe Garland, this band, Artie Shaw's band, you're going to hear their version, a lengthy version with parts in it that you don't hear because of the requirements of a 10-inch 78 record being 3 minutes on a side. This goes on for 6-some-plus minutes. Great length. And I'm sure that this got people thinking about long-playing records. In the Mood, followed by Nonstop Flight, an Artie Shaw composition and arrangement. Artie Shaw and his orchestra, 1938. A broadcast of Artie Shaw and his orchestra, 1938, from the Hotel Lincoln in New York City. And that part, In the Mood, by Joe Garland, with Bernie Priven's trumpet and Ron Perry's tenor saxophone, Artie's clarinet, and Tony Pastor's tenor on Artie Shaw's arrangement and composition, Non-Stop Flight. And the book again, just out, and I think quite wonderful. Three Chords for Beauty's Sake, The Life of Artie Shaw, by Tom Nolan, published by W.W. Norton. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service. Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Hal McCusick now, his alto and his clarinet, 1957 for Prestige. With him, Billy Byers on trombone, Eddie Costa at the piano, Paul Chambers bass, Charlie Persip on the drums.
Thank you.
Hal McCusick playing alto on the first section and clarinet on the second. With him, Billy Byers, trombone, Eddie Costa, piano, Paul Chambers, bass, Charlie Persip playing drums. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week, written by Julie Stein, and A Touch of Spring by McCusick, 1957 for Prestige. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Coastal Kitchen, serving worldly comforts for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and happy hour daily. Coastal Kitchen satisfies their appetite for adventure with the food and music of New Orleans. In June, it's a change of flavor as they explore the cuisine of Greece. Info at seattle-eats.com.
It's interesting that I've had this program for so many years, and most of it on Sunday, and way back before for quite a time, Saturday and Sunday. And I get calls from people who are doing gardening, you know, this time of the year, working in the garage, whatever it is, doing something in the kitchen, and they have the radio on. And it's fun to hear from you and what you're doing and what you're listening to and what you like. And as you know, requests come in. This one, many came in, but I wrote down the first ones. Gretchen from Kansas City, Missouri. John from Fresno, California. Beverly from Baltimore, Maryland. They wanted to hear Tony Bennett and Bill Evans. Thank you.
used to think it might be fun to be anyone else but me. I thought that it would be a pleasant surprise to wake up as a couple of other guys. But now that I've found you, I've changed my point of view. And now I wouldn't give a dime to be anyone else but me. Oh, what a day. Fortune smiled and came my way, bringing love I never thought I'd see. I'm so lucky to be me. What a night. Suddenly you came in sight, looking just the way I'd hope you'd be. I'm so lucky to be me. I am simply thunderstruck at this change in my luck. Knew at once I wanted you, never dreamed you'd want me to. I'm so proud you chose me from all the crowd. There's no other guy I'd rather be. Oh, I could laugh out loud. I'm so lucky to be me. There's no other guy I'd rather be. Oh, I could laugh out loud. I'm so lucky to be me. Someone happy, make just one someone happy, make just one heart the heart you sing to. One smile that cheers you, one face that lights when it's near you, one girl you're everything to. Fame, if you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you found her, build your world around her. Make someone happy, make just one someone happy, and you will be happy too. And goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you've found her, build your world around her. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy, and you will be happy too. You're nearer than my head is to my pillow, nearer than the wind is to the willow, dearer than the rain is to the earth below. Precious as the sun to the things that grow. You're nearer than the ivy to the wall is, nearer than the winter to the fall is. Leave me. But when you're away, you'll know you're nearer, for I love you so. now. Out of the night, soft as the dawn, into the light, this child, innocent child, soft as a fawn, this child is born. One small heart, one pair of eyes, one work of art, here in my arms, here he lies, trusting and warm, blessed this morn, a child is born. One small heart, one pair of eyes, one work of art, here in my arms, here he lies, trusting and blessed this morn, a child is born.
Tony Bennett and Bill Evans in San Francisco, 1976, for DRG Records. Lucky to Be Me, written by Leonard Bernstein, Betty Comden, Adolph Green for the musical On the Town, 1944. Make Someone Happy by Julie Stein and Comden and Green for Do Re Mi, 1960. A Rare One by Richard Rodgers and Larry Hart, You're Nearer. And Thad Jones and lyric by Alec Wilder, A Child is Born. Tony Bennett, Bill Evans, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Wesley Homes, not-for-profit retirement communities, skilled nursing and home health care. Celebrating 65 years, Wesley Homes now serves over 1,600 people each year with a variety of programs and activities. For people who love life, info at wesleyhomes.org. Edmunds Daybreakers Rotary, presenting the Edmunds Jazz Connection May 29th with public day venues of continuous vocal, combo, and big band jazz. Evening performance by Jackie Ryan, co-sponsored by the Edmunds Center for the Arts. Evening ticket info online at jazzconnection.org.
I'd like to chase a composition by Harold Arlen with lyric by Johnny Mercer, Come Rain or Come Shine.
Thank you. like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine.
Harold Arlen, Johnny Mercer, Come Rain or Come Shine. Jerry Mulligan's Concert Jazz Band at the Village Vanguard, 1960, in New York. His baritone saxophone, his arrangement, recorded by Verve Records. And in Los Angeles, 1955, Claire Austin singing for you for Contemporary, Come Rain or Come Shine, with Bob Scobie trumpet, Stan Reitzman piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Morty Korb on bass, Shelley Mann on the drums. I'd like to do the same thing with Don Redman composition. Redman, brilliant arranger early on in the art, and sort of paved the way for arrangers figuring out what to do with all the people in a band and how to do it in 3 minutes. This tune is by him. It's called Save It, Pretty Mama.
Thank you. love it pretty, mama. Day by day, please, honey, don't give none away. Let it pile up, honey, then if you say, I'll be around soon to spend the day. I have an art of loving that can't be beat. My way of hugging is a treat. I know we can agree, so save it, pretty mama, save it all for me.
Save It, Pretty Mama, written by Don Redman, both music and lyric. Joe Sullivan, solo piano, in Los Angeles, 1955, for Down Home Records, and for OK Records in 1928 in Chicago. Louis Armstrong and his Savoy Ballroom 5 in their version of Save It, Pretty Mama. Louis trumpet and vocal, Fred Robinson trombone. Don Redman, the composer, on alto and arranging. Earl Hines, piano, Mansikara, banjo, and Zudie Singleton playing the drums. Well, checking the schedule just to see how much time we have. I am looking at my notes and looking at the times that I put on here. Let's do this, Something for New Orleans. This is Ben Burney, one of my favorite early bands. 1929 for Brunswick and Rube Blooms. Song of the Bayou.
Take away the dark.
Ben Burney and his orchestra and his violin and his arrangement, Brunswick Records in 1929, Song of the Bayou, written by Rube Bloom. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.